where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police are reporting the seizure of drugs and a butterfly knife from an apartment on Indian Road South. Officers searched the residence near Talford Street on Tuesday. They allegedly seized 33 grams of fentanyl, 551 grams of cocaine, 946 grams of crystal methamphetamine, and 25 codeine pills. A hydraulic cocaine press and $550 in cash was also confiscated. The drugs are valued at just over $166,000. A 22-year-old and 76-year-old are facing charges. It's quite a drastic change in temperature compared to yesterday. We've dipped below the freezing mark, and tonight's overnight wind chill is around minus 14. Yesterday, we set a temperature record for February 27th as the mercury got up above 19 Celsius. No alerts are in effect, but other areas like Goderich and South Huron are under snow squall warnings. Warwick Township is initiating discussions with the local recruitment group, hoping to land a family doctor. Council approved a $5,500 membership fee to start the process with Blue Coast Primary Care at its recent meeting. The group helped recruit a new physician to the nearby Arcona Medical Clinic last summer, and Mayor Todd Case is hopeful Warwick can be just as lucky.
That's why we're making the investment. We're hoping to attract a doctor who likes the rural way of life, would love to set up a family practice in our community. So this investment is an investment we make as a community to try to attract such a doctor. With an aging population, there's such a need for doctors in rural Ontario. And again, as a municipality, we're just trying to attract one.
Case says many residents travel outside of the community for care right now. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. The Lambton-Kent District School Board has renewed its Director of Education's contract. John Howitt will continue in his role for another 5 years, with his new contract set to expire in 2029. Board Chair Randy Campbell says the board made great progress in terms of student achievement and well-being under Howitt's leadership. And a support group and resources for new moms in need of postpartum support is going to continue for the next 2 years, thanks to a donation made in memory of a woman who helped develop the local programming. A $50,000 donation made in memory of former St. Clair Child and Youth Services staff member Ann Balcom has been made to the organization by her family. Interim Executive Director Craig McKenzie says the funding will help pay for staff training and reach out to more families.
There's opportunities for skilled facilitators to provide additional training and support around building their capacity and supporting their resilience so that those young moms can help support their infants and get them through the challenging times.
Balcom, who passed away last June, had a lengthy career in nursing before coming to Sarnia. She helped develop the local postpartum program in 1997. Mostly cloudy skies, chance of flurries on a northwest wind, low minus 7, the wind chill reaching minus 14. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow on a west wind, high 1, the wind chill minus 14 in the morning. Sunny on Friday, high 8, mainly cloudy Saturday, high 10, and mainly cloudy Sunday and warmer, high 16 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.